From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The people of Suriname return to the polls in less than 24 hours in another attempt to establish a true democracy. The Cuban economy comes under the spotlight at a meeting of Caribbean experts in Havana, and the Barbados Minister for Air Transport urges CARICOM governments not to sign the multilateral agreement with Britain. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Tomorrow is Election Day in Suriname. The country returns to the polls to elect a new government 6 months after the previous government was overthrown by the army. The coup, which took place on Christmas Eve last year, was the second since Suriname's independence from the Netherlands in 1975. The army clearly remains a powerful force. But as Reval Alderson reports from Paramaribo, a new party formed less than 11 weeks ago is threatening to change the face of politics in Suriname.